Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja. Welcome to the American Muslim Community Foundation's podcast, Muslim Philanthropy. Today with us, we have Norma Ramos, who is the project manager for a Year of Learning initiative. Welcome to the show, Norma.
Thank you, Muhi.
Of course. You know, we've had a few of your colleagues on talking about A Year of Learning. Dilnaz Oreich, who received the Philanthropist of the Year award last year, and also some of your colleagues, Hilesh Patel and Ruhi Yunus. And now we're bringing you on to learn a little bit more about your involvement with the program. So tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Thank you. Well, I actually am a Wisconsin native. I have a background in journalism and print journalism, and I have a master's in business. And so I actually spent a good 11 years working in the print industry. I actually worked in the newsroom and education units at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, USA Today, and Chicago Sun-Times. And then I moved here to Chicago summer of 2003. And that was when I left the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel to take a job on at Chicago Sun-Times and run their newspaper and education program. And it was a wonderful program because it's an actual program that actually thinks about utilizing real-world applications and connecting them into the curriculum in the school. So I was able to work with units all across the U.S., kind of making those connections. We used to call the newspaper like the textbook hot off the press, right? And so students would be able to make those applications and connections to like, why am I learning this in English class? Well, we'll show you the newspaper. We'll make those connections. Why am I learning this in math class? You know, we'll make those connections. So I spent about 11 years working in the print industry. Loved it. It was a great industry to work for. Working in circulation marketing and working across all the classrooms across the U.S. And then I actually started working at UIC in 2008 when the Institute was founded, the Institute for Policy and Civic Engagement at the University of Illinois Chicago, which is where I am right now. Mm-hmm. And I've been there for, let's see, 2008, it's 2021, it's almost going 13 years. And it's been a wonderful opportunity. I think for me, I was a little nervous in the beginning, moving from corporate and business into higher education and changing careers in some ways. But it's been a tremendous blessing. I've enjoyed every part of it. And working for the university and UIC and the Institute and thinking about how to support civic engagement capacities and public policy issues and thinking about how to be to connect the bridges and the community and so forth. And so that's been wonderful. I also actually teach classes as well at UIC. So I'm an instructor.
Oh, wow.
So I'm instructor for the Dialogue 120 course, which is a designed to familiarize students with diversity, communications, and social justice issues. And that's just like a wonderful class that I really enjoy. I've been teaching that for about 5 years. And it's really about building bridges and finding commonality and thinking about empathy and how that plays a role and thinking about all of our social identities and how that plays a role in how we engage and communicate with people. And so and there's a lot of storytelling part of it too, because if we're sharing our experiences, that's where we begin to make those connections and it starts to build those bridges. And so I really enjoy teaching that course. It's just a wonderful experience. Plus, you know, we share with them that it's an opportunity to also like utilize a skill that's going to be very helpful, like not only just in terms of those difficult conversations we have to have with our, you know, friends or family or our networks, but also just like in the real world, like when you go out and you're working and you're thinking about, you know, working with people from different backgrounds and different representation, that there's a way to like, you know, to enjoy, to communicate with each other and make those connections. So I've been teaching that for about 4 or 5 years now, and I really enjoy teaching that class. And I also teach 2 more classes online as well for our certificate nonprofit management courses. I teach 2 5-week online classes several times a year. And I've been doing that for about 9 years, and I really enjoy that. So it's I teach the marketing management for nonprofits and also social mm-hmm. media strategies for nonprofits.
Wow, so, that is a lot.
Yeah, my schedule is pretty busy.
So there's a few things that I want to get into, and I'm glad that you shared all of that background because, you know, people who are listening are, a lot of people are donors to nonprofits, some are nonprofit leaders, others are in the space of philanthropy. So I think they can all benefit from some of the things you just mentioned. But, you know, a lot of times in people's career, when they make that shift from, you know, for-profit to either nonprofit or higher education, what are some of the things that helped you during that transition?
That's a great question. I think for me, you know, because I originally, you know, I just thought I'm going to stay in this business world. I'm going to kind of just like, I just saw myself going there for a long time, retire.
Yeah.
And then the opportunity presented itself as more and more as I was sort of in spaces where I could do professional development training and support teachers and students and youth, I just felt more inspired and had like a purpose of helping people. And so I was thinking about like how I could do that more often. And so the transition was really easy for me to leave business and corporate and go into higher ed. I was a little nervous at first too, but it just, I felt like this calling, this opportunity to be part of a purpose and to help and support youth voices or teachers or just even our community itself, and thinking about the Institute and working at IPSE, which is what we call the Institute for Policy and Civic Engagement, and thinking about ways I can support the community in terms of learning more about public policy issues. What does it mean to be civically engaged? You know, because it's more than just voting, right? There's a lot of pieces that are interconnected into civic engagement. And then I thought about like my family members, my own networks, and how I can provide in spaces to create information to support their knowledge and power and empower their voices as well. Like, what does this particular public policy mean? Why does this relate? You know, why would my sister want to know more about this, right? And so I was always thinking about representation and voices. And so it was kind of scary, you know, because you spend like a full decade plus working in one industry and then moving into another industry. I just went ahead and did it. I was just like, I'm just going to do it. The opportunity presented itself. I was just starting to think about teaching night classes when the vice chancellor for external affairs at UIC gave me a call. It was like, hey, there's this institute I'm going to start. And so it'd be great to have you connected to that institute. And so I was like, sure. I'm like kind of tired of traveling. I was kind of tired of like other parts of just working in the sales part too. That was kind of stressful. And so I was like really thinking about that purpose and like, why am I here? And so it actually was easy for me to do, but I had a great support and a great group of like network and mentors to help me with that transition.
That's really helpful and inspiring to see other people make that transition. So I'm sure there's a lot of people who are thinking about things like that, and that was helpful for them to hear. In terms of like the courses that you're teaching, especially the nonprofit marketing and social media stuff, where can people find out more about those courses?
Oh, yeah, they are available at uic.edu. And so it's part of the online learning engagement courses there. They're called Extended Campus. So if you go to uic.edu and just do in the search bar Extended Campus, you'll be connected to a bunch of other certificate programs, but the nonprofit certificate management program as well. And you only need three courses in order to get your certificate in nonprofit management. It's like one of the oldest nonprofit programs, management programs that there is in the US. And so it's been wonderful. It's 5 weeks, it's asynchronous. So, you know, it's really flexible with schedules. I've had classes where students have been all over the world and have logged in and have engaged in dialogue and conversations on discussion boards and supported their studio posts and assignments. And it's a wonderful space.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit more about like how the Year of Learning started and your role as a project manager there.
Yeah. So as the associate director for the Institute for Policy and Civic Engagement, IPSE, I support our director in a lot of initiatives in terms of research engagement, and democratic education. And those are the three big areas under the Institute. And so we're always thinking about like our role in that area in terms of even engagement and civic engagement and creating capacities and support systems to support like networks and organizations and community. And so this opportunity was presented to Joe, the director, and saw a great connection to pulling me into the project and thinking about how we could support it in terms of some of the capacities that we have utilized at the Institute as well, with running like the Urban Forum and also other events, and thinking about IPSE's mission in terms of like being a catalyst for learning and action, and thinking about how we can support these spaces and connect and connect spaces for leaders to support one another, and really thinking about how philanthropy plays a role in this, in the representation, right? When we're thinking about access and equity, we're always thinking about that in our lens at the Institute with, in terms of engagement, right? And so if we can be part of either creating spaces or supporting spaces that build that space where people can come together and build bridges, build relationships, make those connections, it just kind of worked out for us that IPSE at UIC was able to support this, and I was able to support and work for this wonderful project that I'm excited to learn more about as well, and have a better understanding as for the Muslim and American community as well. And so it's been a wonderful experience for me.
Yeah, and I think some of the outcomes that the Year of Learning kind of wants to see are those bridging the gaps in terms of equity and access to mainstream philanthropy, for them to learn about the Muslim community. But I think there's also an opportunity, you know, instead of continuing to kind of say like banging our drums and saying like, oh my God, this is all the fantastic work that we're doing, it's also an opportunity to say like, you know, we're here, we have been doing fantastic work, here's an opportunity for you to learn about it. And we want you to invest in our community so that it can continue to thrive.
Yeah. And UIC also is, you know, excited to be a partner in this when we're thinking about also supporting in different ways with research and faculty and students and staff on campus as well, and being able to make those connections to help support the mission and the outcomes of a Year of Learning.
For sure. In terms of the upcoming event on Thursday, February 18th, you know, you're leading a lot of the details and working with the planning committee and the different committees involved. So tell us a little bit more about what people can expect on the day of.
Sure. So if you all go to ayearoflearning.org, you can also go to ayearoflearning.com as well. Both will take you to the website. There's a lot of information in terms of the big event that's coming up next week. We're officially 8 days away, and it has information in terms of registration, the schedules up, speakers up, just a little bit more information about each of the sessions. There's four big breakout sessions in terms of like sort of the mix of the day from 12 to 3:15. We're also offering an opportunity for those who register early. And I think today and tomorrow are the deadlines. They'll also receive a Grubhub gift card where they can order lunch early and then join us right before the event kicks off, and we can enjoy lunch together, and then we'll kick off at 12. And we're really going to do like, it's wonderful because it's outlined in terms of education, engagement. There are breakout sessions set up too, so that we can get to know each other deep in those relationships, build those relationships, and start new relationships as well. And then there's also going to be an opportunity to experience cultural experiences and exploration, breakout rooms that focus on arts and video and film, social justice, history. And so, and then there's going to be also another opportunity at the end to do some additional engagement in breakout sessions and create those networking opportunities to build those bridges and an understanding and getting to know each other really, and spending that time in dialogue and discourse. And so we're really excited. It's a full packed agenda from 12 to 3:15, but it's going to be wonderful. And there's a lot of, I think, different sessions and opportunities that will actually all are actually would be interested in attending in terms of like just the whole background for the whole 12 to 3, the 3 o'clock session will be filled with wonderful content and speakers and information.
Yeah. And in terms of, you know, you talked about the work that you do at IPSI and wanting to make sure that somebody like your sister, somebody who looks like you, somebody who has access to these types of information. So as a woman of color in the space of policy and the intersectionality with philanthropy through this work, you know, I'm grateful for your allyship, number one. And number two, like, as a question, what do you feel the importance is of everybody coming together to learn in this moment?
Well, I think that's like really key because like when I think about the connection to my dialogue course, the Dialogue 120 course and the students and sort of the best practices that we sort of, I don't want to say teach, but we help to showcase and highlight, and then you're adding those pieces into your toolbox and then you're using them as you go forward, right? I think that dialogue and engagement is super important. I think that it's undervalued sometimes because I think, you know, when we think about dialogue and communications, it's hard and it can be uncomfortable, right? And so there are ways of doing that with like discussion prompts, engagement spaces, breakout rooms, informational sessions, education, panels and speakers to help sort of guide us through and build a framework. And then we can come into a space where we can really share stories with each other and our experiences. And that's where we begin to build that commonality and those connections and those bridges. And so I think that this is like a wonderful opportunity to do the same thing. And really when you're thinking about all different audience members, it really does, how do I say this? Showcase and highlight the strength of communication and building empathy in that space, just creating space actually, because a lot of times we actually also don't have those spaces to do that. Or if there's spaces that are already developed, they're already built out with their own framework, their own objectives, their own goals. And so this is another opportunity that it has a framework built in it, but there's also it's fluid and flexible for those who are attending the sessions on Thursday to experience it in their own unique way and bring their identity into the space and into to make those connections.
Yeah, and I think so much of philanthropy, whether it's individual gifts or grant making from foundations, is relationship building. And to bring these conveners into a space where program officers at foundations can connect with leaders at nonprofits, can connect with you know, community members and allies, and be able to learn collectively in that experience, will hopefully forge relationships that can bring more equity and access to mainstream philanthropy for the Muslim community as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's a learning that goes with that, and it's similar to like to learning and then being able to leave the space, but now you're leaving the space with a new lens and a new and learning and best practices that you have experienced now because you've come to a session on you know, in the Learning Launch, the convening on Thursday. And so then you start to look at the world and society and our own work differently. We start to think about other communities and other communities that we can support and how important representation does matter, right? And so that's really important when we're doing that collectively together, and then we can move forward and either think about ways we can make change or action items that we could all do and work on together.
Yeah, that makes sense. So in terms of your work at IPSI, UIC, a year of learning, is there anything else that you'd like to share overall?
Let's see. Well, I think just join us Thursday at the Year of Learning, the Learning Launch, and yearlearning.com.org, and engage. Be open, be vulnerable too. I mean, sometimes creating spaces is out of our comfort zone. And now we're working in this virtual space where normally we used to do some of this face to face, or we would have conferences, sure, or seminars or workshops, and we could kind of, you know, also come to the space and then leave the space. And now we're in this new virtual space that also offers another level of vulnerability as well. And so I think that, I would just inspire everyone to join us and take the opportunity to learn more and think about ways that we can make those connections and build bridges and a deeper understanding in terms of how representation matters and how representation matters in philanthropy and in other areas as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, thank you to UIC for your and you personally for your commitment and role in this project. I'm really looking forward to learning with everyone. Again, yearoflearning.com, yearoflearning.uic.edu. There are many ways to get there. We want everyone to learn about this opportunity and be part of the conversation. Absolutely. Great. Well, thank you so much for joining and looking forward to the event.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me on your show.
Of course.